home, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Won't you say it with me? Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. Oh, hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Why don't you praise him? Somebody, won't you praise him? Anybody, praise him if you love him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. He's worthy. Oh, yes, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Somebody say glory. Glory. We welcome his glory. 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 Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, glory. Lord, we give you glory. Glory. We lift up our hands and give you glory. Glory. We lift up our voices and give you glory. It belongs to Jesus. We give glory to your name. Oh, glory. Won't you say it with me this morning? Glory. We give him the glory. Glory. Jesus, we give you the glory. Glory. It belongs to Jesus. It belongs to Jesus. We give glory to your name, for you are worthy. Every day he is worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy. Jesus is worthy. Every day he is. Jesus, he is worthy. Oh, yes, he's worthy to be praised. Let's say it again. Oh, he's worthy. 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 Every day he's worthy. Jesus, he's precious, precious Savior. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, praise him. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Praise him. Somebody wants you. Praise him. Everybody wants you. Praise him. Jesus. Blessed Savior, Jesus, wonderful Savior, oh, Jesus, marvelous Savior. What is he to you? Jesus, everlasting Savior, Jesus, powerful Savior, hallelujah. Jesus, forgiving Savior, hallelujah. Jesus, sometimes you just got to call him. Jesus, won't you call his name? Jesus, the name above all names. Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Jesus, he's faithful every day. Jesus, he's wonderful every day. Jesus, whoa, Jesus, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, PMC, won't you put your hands together this morning and give God the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor, because he is worthy to be praised. Host, take it away.
Good morning, my PMC family. Thank you, Psalmist Stephanie. Thank you, Psalmist Stephanie, for bringing us this powerful song of praise this morning. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for speaking and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. And as well, happy birthday to Minister Daryl on this beautiful day. We have a wonderful and glorious birthday today. And I am Minister Simone, calling in from Vancouver, Canada, beautiful British Columbia, and I'm wishing you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, oh, almost 12 years ago now next month, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalm 88 and verse 13, but to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes for you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthrough. So, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Psalmist Tiffany did this morning, and as an host such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of this call. What brought us together was the phenomenal company, Odyssey International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Odyssey Life. This morning, motivational call will be held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, which is led by by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefit of this wonderful artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that PIN number is 294-617-pound. And there's a bypass number that's a free number that you can use if you're being charged by your carrier, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that number is 716-293-9707. Today is Monday, Inspirational Monday, and our speaker for today on the call following this call will be Dr. Vanessa, speaker and host. Well, our speaker for this morning here on the Master's Call, it needs really no introduction. However, that is hold on a second here, guys. I am so sorry. Minister Tiffany.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just wanted to stop really quick before our speaker comes this morning and give a big birthday shout out to the awesome and amazing Brother Daryl Mickens, all the way in Memphis, Tennessee. We say happy, happy, happy birthday to you from the TMC family. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Daryl. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you. May all your dreams come true. Happy birthday. The TMC family loves you. Happy birthday. And God loves you too. Happy birthday to you and many more. God bless you, Brother Daryl. We love you from the Master's Call family. Back over to you, Minister Simone.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Happy birthday again, Minister Daryl. Yes, our speaker for this morning is going to be none other than Prophet Kai, and she really needs no introduction. He's an electrical engineer, a mom, a mentor, and an author. Prophet Kai, before I introduce Prophet Kai, let us pray. Lord, as we come before you this morning, more aware of your presence in our lives, may we discover that you do walk with us each day of our lives, accompanying us in our darkness as well as in light, in sadness as well as in joy. May your Spirit lead us to trust and come to know that you keep your word, and you're always faithful and loving. As we place ourselves in the future of your hands, Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you've given to us. You've given us another beautiful day, Father God, so we can be grateful. We're not sick. We're not in the hospital. We're healthy so far, and we're strong. Those of us here on the Master's Call and others out and about. Father God, we want to thank you as well for Dr. Piccola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, that has given us this platform so we can express ourselves, Father. Thank you, Lord, for that, and thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. Also us here as well on the Master's Call and the extended family members here as well, dear Lord. I ask all these mercies and more. Watch over Prophet Kai as she bring the word to us this morning. Fill her up, Father God, as she empties out on us. I ask all these mercies and more, dear Lord, in your name's sake. Amen. Amen. Prophet Kai, are you there, please? Prophet Kai?
I am here, Minister Simone. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Take it away, please.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that warm introduction. And, of course, I must say thank you to our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Piccola Roberts, who founded the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our Big Brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We are in the midst of a new series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is empowerment. The assignment is empowerment. And so as we're starting off with the new part of the Count It All Joy series, we just want to look to the heavens and just thank Daddy God. Just thank him for being all that he is and doing all that he does. And just the fact that we are up this morning here on the Master's Call is just a sign that he empowers us to be and do and live and breathe. Just the fact that we are here to hear this morning is a sign of the empowerment that he gives us each and every day. So generally, as I start a new part of a series, we start off with some basic definitions so that we are on the same page. So the online dictionary, the Oxford Language Dictionary, defines empowerment as authority or power given to someone to do something. The process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. So that is the world definition of the word empowerment. If we look, of course, I also like to give a biblical definition of the word, and the Greek verb endonemo means to empower. The Greek word means to make strong and enable. The strength spoken of in the word endonemo is not self-made strength, but the strength given or shared by God. The shortened word endonemo means I fill with power, strength, making strong. Notice the definition alludes to power coming from a higher source, power coming from God. So it's the biblical definition of empowerment. It means God providing us with power. So as I'm beginning, I just really begin to ask God, you know, we as your people seem to be straying off the path of empowering each other, empowering others as you empower us to do. And I know that is so much a part of the plan and a part of the vision. How have we strayed so far from it? Where have we gone from this role that you've envisioned us in playing as part of the kingdom? How do we get back there? Where do we go from here with this? Lord, how do I take this vision that you've given me for this word for such a time as this? Where does this go? How do we progress and progress and proceed with this? Because there's so much in this bit of count it all joy, understanding the assignment is empowerment. Where do we go with this? And so, you know, I really began to look at that, and he said, my grace is sufficient. And I said, okay, yeah, we know that your grace is sufficient. I'm all about that scripture. Your grace is sufficient. Great. But where do we go? He said, start with 2 Corinthians 12 and 19. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I said, okay, Lord, that's good. I get that. But where do I go? See, I'm an action person. I need to be doing some things. He was like, no, I need you to start by letting my grace be sufficient. Sometimes, daughter, you get caught up in the doing. See, that's the engineer brain in you. You got to be fixing things and working things out and doing some things, when sometimes I need you to realize my grace is sufficient, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Sometimes I need you to rest in that. And so when I got a hold of that for a minute, I had to stop in my tracks and say, okay, so you don't want me to do nothing right now? You just want me to sit in the word and absorb what you're saying to me and let you work this out in my spirit first, get it down on paper, and then move forward. Yes, for my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. So what he was saying is that sometimes we have to stop and be still and allow the power of his presence and the power of the Holy Spirit to wash over us and be sufficient for that moment before we start moving to do and be and try and empower others. We've got to stop and recharge our batteries and fill up and become whole and healthy and filled with all that he needs to fill us with before we go running off trying to recharge and fill others, before we go off trying to empower others, before we go off trying to do the things he's called us to do. We need to be ready and refilled and powerful ourselves, but not in and of our own strength, but the power that he has given us, the power that he has filled us with. Are we charged and ready for the fight? But not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Have we done that which he's called us to do by filling up and recharging based on his Jeremiah 29:11 plan and not our own? See, we run off to empower people with no power from the Holy Spirit, with no power from God. Have we done the work we need to do on being empowered? Have we done the Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Or are we doing it in and of ourselves? See, we want to run off and empower people when we have no power of our own. And when I say no power of our own, I mean that power which comes from God. See, we want to do it. We want the recognition. We want to be seen instead of letting that power which worketh in us be seen. See, we have to get this thing right and the order right. See, yes, the assignment is empowerment, but not empowerment through our own strength and wisdom, not empowerment by something we have done, but through his divine power. See, 2 Peter 1:3-4, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promise, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. His divine power, through the knowledge of him, by which he has granted. See, don't get it twisted. It's nothing that we have done ourselves that allow us to be empowered to do anything. Second Corinthians 4:16-18. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for the eternal weight of glory beyond all compassion. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. Day by day, he is empowering us to empower others. Are we doing our part? Are we renewing it day by day? Are we utilizing that power that he has given us to empower others? Are we just storing it up for ourselves? Are we being selfish? What role are we playing? Are we counting all joy, understanding the assignment? The assignment is empowerment. Have we taken that time to understand 2 Corinthians 12:9? To truly understand that his grace is sufficient, for his power is made perfect in our weakness. And staying plugged into the source until our battery is fully recharged. And then going forth to do that which he called us to do. And making sure that we come back to recharge when we need to. And what are we plugging into? I heard a message from Stephen Furtick a couple of weeks ago. God's got your back. And then again a few weeks after that, because he had to break up the series. And he was talking about that voice from behind us, telling us, go this way, go this way. And if we're listening to it, but how Elijah, when he ran from Jezebel, when she sent the messenger telling him, I'm going to send someone to destroy you, and how he allowed the voice of Jezebel, who couldn't destroy him, who did not have the power to destroy him because he was God, but how he allowed her voice to become the dominant voice in his head instead of the voice of God. And so he ran. Instead of following what God was telling him, he listened to the voice of Jezebel and ran. Whose voice are you listening to? What source are you plugging into? Who's determining where you are? You running off because you're listening to the voice of the enemy because it has gotten into your head? Or are you listening to that still small voice of God? He's not in the wind, he's not in the waves, but it's that still small voice. Is his grace sufficient to recharge your battery? Are you plugging into the right source for your empowerment so that you can empower others? What does that empowerment look like? Are you choosing to allow your emotions to be what your empowerment is running off of? We have to make some decisions on what that looks like for each and every one of us. So as we walk through this series, there are going to be some practical pieces. There are going to be some spiritual pieces. There are going to be some things we have to work through with God, with those he's put in authority over us, and with ourselves. There's going to be some work that has to be done so that we can clear away some of the clutter that's causing us not to be empowered ourselves, that's hindering us from helping others to be empowered. There are going to be some things that we have to do in order to get this thing right. But if we are willing to and obedient, we will be able to eat of the fat of the land and work this thing called empowerment out. So I'm asking you all to partner with me as we walk through this series. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is empowerment. Because Jesus was the ultimate example of what true and living empowerment looks like. And we truly want to follow in our big brother's footsteps. We want to be that vision for others because sometimes we are the only God that people see. We are the only Jesus. We are that example. We are that living, walking epistle for them. And we don't want to turn them away from God. We want to turn them to Him. So I'll leave you with 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 again. As we start the count it all joy, understanding the assignment is empowerment journey. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Minister Simone, back to you.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. That was a powerful message, count it all joy. Understanding the assignment is empowerment. And let us pray. Surely goodness, Lord, and mercy and divine favor shall develop in us all the days of our lives, Father God. Watch over us this day, Father God. Watch over Prophet Kai. Fill her back up, Father God, as she just emptied out on us, Father. Also, Lord, watch over Dr. Piccola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father God. Watch over our TMC family, whatever their prayer requests or praise reports are, Father. Give them divine intervention, Father God. Watch over us all as we pray and go throughout this day, this week. Give us strength as we ask of you, Father, and be with you all the days of our lives, Father God. I ask all these mercies and more in your name's sake. Amen. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, where today is Inspirational Monday as well, and that speaker will be Dr. Vanessa, speaker and host. Thank you again, Psalmist Tiffany, for that powerful songs of praise this morning. Thanks again to you, Minister Ruth, for speaking and greeting us this morning. And happy birthday again to Minister Daryl. And thank you, Prophet Kai, for that powerful message this morning. Count it all joy. Understanding the assignment is empowerment. Could you come back in, Prophet Kai, please, and give us the benediction. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Simone, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for allowing us to come together yet again for such a time as this to sit at your feet and receive a word from the throne room. Lord, we ask you right now that as we leave this room, but never ever your presence, that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we look to do all that you have caused us to do, Father, to walk in your empowerment, to walk in your divine will and purpose for our lives, to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan, and to be and do all that you have called us to be and do. Father, we love you, we glorify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. And again, we want to say happy, happy birthday, Minister Daryl. We wish you all the best and many, many more. Bye-bye.